Padre Pio and Saint Michael the Archangel. So we know that from previous videos that Padre Pio could see his guardian angel, he could speak to his guardian angel, he could hear his guardian angel responding. But what about Saint Michael the Archangel, the Prince of Angels? Let's see the connection to Padre Pio. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And here we have a series of short stories on the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio. And also, we hope that you'll be amazed to see what his intercession could do for you. We'd like to make a special mention to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, because through your help, you're the ones who are making all of these videos possible for everyone. So thank you again for your support. Anyone wishing to join us in the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, then just see the video on the end screen. We do encourage everyone, be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. You can help us by liking the video and sharing the videos with your friends and with your colleagues. Now, in the story today, the first part is told to us by our Father John Aurelia, who was Padre Pio's secretary for a time, and this is an interview that he had, and he tells us the following. Padre Pio, he says, had a strong devotion to Saint Joseph, and also to two other saints. Padre Pio really loved these saints, Saint Francis of Assisi and Saint Michael the Archangel. And Saint Michael the Archangel is also the name of a shrine which is quite close to his hometown, Saint Giovanni Rotondo, to where his monastery was. It's about 5 miles away from the monastery, on the same mountain range, the Gorgono mountain range. But he tells us that the shrine is right inside the mountain. You have to actually walk into the mountain. You have to go down into the mountain, and there's this church in a cave or a grotto. You can see the pictures exactly how it looks. And Padre Pio, he says, certainly went to the shrine. And after that, so perhaps something must have happened there. After that, he had a very strong devotion to Saint Michael. And then Father John Aurelia also tells us that, interestingly, Saint Francis of Assisi had made this identical trip into the mountain, this pilgrimage, many, many hundreds of years before. Now, where does the name Michael come from? It's broken into three parts, Mi, Chi, and El. Mi stands for who, Ka is like, and El is God. So his name means who is like God. Seems strange, doesn't it, to have a name like that, who is like God? But in fact, it describes his character. And if we look in the Bible, in scriptures, in the book of Revelation, we see a description of this tremendous battle going on in heaven, in which the evil angels, the demons, were expelled. They were thrown down to earth by the angels, and this was following Saint Michael's battle cry, who is like unto God? Michael. And so, because of this, through this, he now became the Prince of the Angels. And as we can imagine today, his protection for the church and for each one of us individually is still the same as when he defended God with those words, who is like unto God? Now, another variation of the visit, of Padre Pio's visit to the shrine, comes from a different website. In 1917, Padre Pio made a pilgrimage to the oldest shrine in Western history, which is dedicated to Saint Michael the Archangel. The same shrine is the oldest in Western history. Apparently, he traveled with the townsfolk from Saint Giovanni Rotondo. They walked there to the shrine to pray at the Saint Michael of the Archangel, the Holy Grotto. And then following that, they say, Padre Pio would send penitents there now to the shrine to pray for and the intercession and the protection of Saint Michael for the and also for the salvation of their souls. So he would recommend people go and do this, pray to Saint Michael at the shrine. And he also encouraged his spiritual children to all have this devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel, because he said, Padre Pio's words, you will need the help of Saint Michael living in this world. And now just a little bit on some prayers that to Saint Michael. And this particular one, a revelation was given to Sister Antonia de Astonica. And the revelation was approved in 1851. And in this revelation, Saint Michael promised to her the following benefits for all those who pray the nine special invocations to the nine choirs of angels to honor him and also to glorify God, of course. So these were the promises. An angel from each choir will accompany you as you approach Holy Communion. Second promise, along with Saint Michael, the holy angels will provide continual assistance during your lifetime. And the third promise, after death, you will be delivered from purgatory. And apparently these benefits are also extended to your immediate, to your direct family. But we'll have a look at the wording of the invocation to the nine choirs, to that prayer, a little later on. Now there's another website that tells us that Padre Pio's devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel was a very special devotion. The Prince of the Heavenly Host, his invaluable presence, gave Padre Pio a great assistance during his life. And Padre Pio usually encouraged everyone to discover Saint Michael the Archangel and to place themselves under his wings, under his protection. So once again, he is a protecting angel. There is this incredible fact, to me it's incredible, and it's called the Sword of Saint Michael. And it is a number of monasteries which line up exactly in a line, in a straight line, from Ireland to the Holy Land. And they all have been dedicated to Saint Michael the Archangel. We could ask, could all of this have been by chance? The oldest shrine in history would have been by chance placed in that position? Or is there some divine predilection behind the Sword of Saint Michael? And Padre Pio visited one of these shrines, and that was the shrine he visited. And as we've seen, it's the oldest shrine in Western history. It was not far from his monastery, in the same Gorgona range. And following this, Padre Pio would recommend to everyone Saint Michael the Archangel. He would recommend all of his spiritual children to have devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel. There's a little story here connecting Saint Michael and Padre Pio. So little seems to be a miracle as well. He was a military man. And the story is told by his sister. And she says, in the early 1950s, my brother, Francis Brigorio, made a trip from Naples all the way to St. Giovanni Rotondo to see Padre Pio. He went to confession with Padre Pio. And during the confession, he told Padre Pio that he would like to join the Navy, but he had this problem that he didn't think he'd make it. He wouldn't be accepted because of a heart defect. And he says, Padre Pio looked at him with this very piercing gaze. Then after a while said, Tu vai, capisci, which means you go, understand. And so at the end of the confession, Padre Pio added something interesting. He told my brother to pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. And he said, your name too is Michael, isn't it? And now he was completely shaken, because apparently her brother's name was Francis Mario Michael Brigorio. So not even his first name, it's his third name. He was completely shaken as he was leaving the confessional. He just told everyone, I can't believe it, he knew my name. And right after that, her brother went and enlisted in the Navy. On the day of the medical examination, there were many young men around for this medical examination. When my brother's name was called, he was told, Tu vai, the very same words of Padre Pio. And evidently, he must have looked so healthy, he was accepted without a physical examination. She tells us that her brother had this wonderful career in the Navy. He went all over the world, different parts of the world. working in shortwave communication. And during all of his world trips, he never got sick. He was never troubled with ill health. His heart never gave him a problem. And my brother, she says, turned 82 years. This is in 2007. And he told me that as long as he lives, he will never forget that piercing gaze of Padre Pio with those beautiful piercing eyes. And now on the prayer, the 9 special invocations to the 9 choirs of angels. So we can see that each choir of angels, it's like a hierarchy, has a different name. It's like the angels, archangels, principalities, powers. So we'll see this in the prayer. O holy angels, watch over us at all times during this perilous life. O holy archangels, be our guides on the way to heaven. O heavenly choir of the principalities, govern us in soul and in body. O mighty powers, preserve us against the wiles of the demons. O celestial virtues, give us strength and courage in this battle of life. O powerful dominations, obtain for us dominion over the rebellion of our flesh. O sacred thrones, grant us peace with God and with man. O brilliant cherubim, illuminate our minds with heavenly knowledge. O burning seraphim, enkindle in our hearts the fire of charity. Amen. So if you say that prayer frequently, then those are the promises that we saw earlier given to us by Saint Michael himself. In a video coming soon, we're going to see how there was this girl who was born with no pupils, completely blind. Her name was Gemma Di Giorgio. And then this stupendous miracle that involves Padre Pio. We're going to see some live footage as well of Gemma Di Giorgio. So please do join us for that talk. As well, if you are new to our channel, then do make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. Once you subscribe, you do need to click that reminder bell to receive notifications of future videos. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.